Hello, and welcome to Moscato and Tea. This is the show for all things beauty, business, and community. With your host, Inez and Chiquita, keeping it raw, real, and unfiltered.
Go ahead.
I was just like, hey, hey, hey. That's all I was going to be like.
Hey, 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 hey.
No, see.
I'm trying different things.
No.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo.
Oh, no, hell no.
A mess.
You're a mess.
What's in this tea?
I know, right? It's all about tea right now.
I know. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I am good. I'm tired, but a good tired.
That's good.
You know.
I'm going to conduct this interview, okay? Because
right.
This is about you.
All right.
And so I know you do. That's why I'm doing it. So why don't you tell us why are you so tired? Why are you tired, real
Well,
girl?
You already know, but know. If people don't know, I have a couple of publishing projects with some very well-known authors that have opened up their world of characters where they're allowing other authors to write into them. And so I have about 5 or 6 projects right now going on. And I'm going to be, you know, publishing with them. And hopefully, you know, people love the books and, you know, want to read all my books eventually. But yeah, I am gearing up to, I'm almost finished with the second one. And I literally just signed a contract for another one the other day. And so I'm just really kind of preparing myself and really getting things lined up to get these, get the books out there and stuff like that, and just staying focused, you know, and writing as much as possible. That's the biggest thing right now, is just staying on top of that.
Yeah. So let's kind of backtrack and let's kind of talk about, if you don't already know, you know, I'm the SD, I'm the beauty girl.
Yes.
And then we have here Chiquita, the writer, producer,
filmmaker,
all of that in one.
Yes.
So in last year, she had made, and I, you know, kind of put herself out there a little bit more.
Yes.
And got these great publishing deals, mm-hmm. and now she has her own books, but she mm-hmm. she's adding to this other
yes.
books. And so we're going to talk about that because I get a lot of people asking me, like they know that yeah. I work with you,
yeah.
and they see, they're always asking me about how does your, you know, your podcast partner get her mm-hmm. books published, because they'll be like, I have a book. I go, well, yeah. she's self-publishing. They're like, what? Wait, what? What's going on here? And I go, yeah, by her self-publishing herself and putting herself out there is how she got all these yeah. major, you know, connections mm-hmm. and people looking at her.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about that. And then we'll talk about your congratulations yeah. on your website, and we'll get all
yes.
of that, because that we on the social
Finally.
Media. Yes. So let's talk about how.
Yes.
What made you decide to self-publish, and how did that lead to the things that you're doing now?
So originally, as you know, I have always been a filmmaker, writer, mm-hmm. working in the industry, and I basically transitioned one of my scripts into a book. Basically, first I researched and studied about, you know, writing romance, because that's my genre, but also I write thriller, suspense, and so I researched how to transition a screenplay into a book. And there's many books. You can go on Google, Amazon, and find all the different books on structure, outlining, publishing, self-publishing. And so I have tons and tons of books. And so basically with the books, you have to basically take your mind away from it being a screenplay into an author world and doing more telling and less showing, because when screenplays, that's kind of like what you're doing.
Okay.
And so basically setting it up, I just studied and just transitioned my first screenplay into a book. And then I went on a lot of Facebook groups.
Okay.
And different author groups and stuff like that, and just joined a lot of groups. On Facebook, and also I am a member, well, formerly a member of Romance Guild, Writers Association. And so basically did a lot of networking with other authors, joined their groups, and made connections. And through those connections, I was able to see that these very well-known authors have opened up their shared worlds. And so I just submitted for them. And so I submitted one of my books that I wrote, and they liked it. And so basically they offered me, you know, to write in their shared world. So I will suggest try and get as many books as you can written and published. So for publishing, you can...
Go ahead.
You can do it one or two ways. You can submit to a major publisher to do all the work for you, or you can do it self-publishing, which is what I did. Right. It's a lot of work, but you get keep more of the profits.
Right.
So I opened up all my different, you know, I opened up social media accounts with Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I got a website. I got my Facebook page. And basically, I set up my whole brand for my company and for myself for all my different author pages. Mm-hmm. And then I wrote the book, I did it two ways. I uploaded the books directly to like Amazon, Barnes & Noble. And basically, it takes a couple days or whatever like that, and then it uploads and have it for sale.
Okay, so with that said, that you said you uploaded the book, is there something, is there an application or something you have to go through Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, to be able, do they, you know?
Well, first you have to, after you write the book, you need to get a very good formatter and editor. Those are the two things. You got to have a good quality book. Don't just write any old thing. You just throw it up there. You want to have a good editor, beta readers, and formatter, and also cover. It's all about the cover. You need to have a really good cover designer. And you can, like I said, go in on Facebook or different Google, different design companies to design a cover for you. And then basically after you get your book back from the formatter and all that stuff, you have to fill out basically like a... open up an account with Amazon KDP, and you fill out your paperwork, tax paperwork, basically. Mm-hmm. And you put in your information. They set it up, upload it, and then it takes a couple minutes or whatever, gets approved, and then that's when you go in, and it gives you step-by-step on how to fill out everything with the book title, book name, author name. You make sure you have your tax ID. I personally went through IRS and got an employee ID, tax ID number. Okay. So I don't, you know, some people use their social security number. I actually formed a company.
Okay, see? So, okay, that's good to know.
Yeah, I actually formed a company.
Yeah, so there you go. So to be self-publishing, you have to pay taxes. You got to do, so you could either do it through your social security or you could form a company, which you did.
And do it that way.
Yeah. And that way. Okay, see? Yes. This is good information. Yeah. A lot of people might not know that because I sure didn't.
So you have to do all that. And then once, like I said, everything, you get your information all set up and online, that's when you upload your book and it will tell you step by step. Everything has to be a specific, of course, size and format in order for it to upload. Otherwise, you'll get an error message and they'll be like, oh, you need to reformat this different size. And then after you get everything fixed, you upload it. That's the easy part, honestly, uploading. The hard part is the marketing.
Ah.
So that's where a lot of people, you know, just think, oh, I got the book up there.
Right.
I'm good to go. No. You actually have to market it. You have to get readers. So that's when you need to really figure out if you really want to do this, because it's a lot of work. It's not easy at all. So you really have to focus on... You can spend money, you know, if you have it. But if you don't, you know, and you're on a budget, you really got to be creative. And so I really highly recommend people get a website, get your social media, get your Facebook pages and everything, and really be creative with how you're interacting with the readers. And like I said, with you joining different groups and everything, that's how you can market towards the readers.
So, you know, Facebook has a bad name as far as, but you're highly, you know, you join these Facebook groups, and this is a way that, you know, exposed you.
Yes.
To.
Because I didn't, I've always been anti-Facebook. It's not my favorite thing, but I have to do it because that's where my readers are. It depends on what genre you are in, but that's where they are. And I'm going to tell you the reason why. Because when you have a website, at the end of the day, you want people to go to your website to buy your book or go to Amazon or Barnes & Noble, Kobo. But the reason I say go to these different social media pages and post and talk to readers, what you want to do is you want to put your link for your website in there when you post on these different social media pages, because what happens they basically go back to your website. And in your website, depending on who you go with your website, you can see where the traffic is coming from to know where your readers are, what country they're coming from, where they're going to buy the book. So then that will help you in your marketing down the road.
Absolutely. So there. So this is, you know, you guys, she's basically saying that, you know, you can self-publish, but it has to be something you really want.
Yes.
You have to market. Like, it's like a, you're a writer, you're running a business.
Yes.
You're marketing yourself. You know, she recommends these Facebook pages, interacting with.
Get a domain. Go to GoDaddy101.com. Who else? There's other places you can buy a domain.
And then here's the thing. Interaction with the readers.
Yes.
So do you respond to your readers? How do you get reviews? Do you ask them to review you?
So also with that, with the marketing, you want to join a lot of different group promos with other authors. So like go to different websites like BookSprout, BookFunnel, Story Origin. Those are different places where you can get join different groups in order to get reviews.
Okay.
Because what happens is, let's say I got 20 authors in the same genre that I write in. We all promise to send a newsletter. That's another thing, having a newsletter. And basically, everybody sends the newsletter with all the books included. And basically, the readers will download it. Whoever sends my book out, the other 15, 19 people have my book included, then I get reviews through that. Yeah.
Very good. So very nice. So it's definitely a job.
Yes. Also emailing different bloggers, you know, that are interested in your genre and your style. You want to do that. And then basically you send them your book. Hopefully they enjoy it and then they'll leave a review. What you don't want to do is harass and hound, you know, the readers and stuff like that. You're appreciative of whoever wants to read your book.
Right.
But yeah, that's how you're going to get, you know, reviews by, you know, sending out newsletter or emailing, researching. But a lot of these things I found through different groups on Facebook with other authors.
Right.
Doing a lot of Googling, researching a lot of blogging companies.
Right. So, you know, here's the thing. A lot of a key element.
Yes.
For the success that you're having and that you're doing. One is you're putting in the work.
Yes.
And two is that you are networking.
Yes.
Networking, you know, people don't network anymore. Mm-hmm. They just assume. But networking is key because now you're connecting with other authors, you're connecting with readers. And then, you know, it's kind of like a word of mouth kind of thing where, oh, have you heard of this book? Mm-hmm. Have you heard of this person? And it's kind of leading into all of those things. So I think that's really important because, like I said, I have people are always like, oh, you know, I see, you know, your podcast partner. She's like, she has all the. I was like, I don't know. She's so bold. I don't know what she be doing.
Yes.
I'm in here waxing. So we decided to do this so that way people understand, like, you know, how to self-publish and what does it take? Do you have the commitment in the heart to sit there and do your social media, do all the networking, joining these Facebook pages.
Yes, and downloading different apps to do the design.
Yes. Because
it's not just covers. You also want to create teasers and graphics. And so, like, I have different apps. I have different accounts with, like, BookBrush, what is it, Canva, and so I make my own creative graphics and everything. Right. I also purchase some from different companies and other authors that create different graphics and stuff, because sometimes you don't necessarily need the cover to sell it. You can do a graphics with your link, like I say, to your website, with the different, you know, descriptions or whatever.
And yeah, speaking, you keep talking about website. Congratulations on yours.
Yes, finally launched.
So I know, it's so cute.
Thank you.
I posted it on my social media. We had some comments and some people looking.
And already in 2 days, I've already had traffic to my homepage, like 80 people already within 2 days.
Very good. Very nice.
You know, so it's really all about networking, but also having people just knowing what to put out there, you know, with whatever you're doing and everything. Also, I would highly recommend that people really look at each store has their own different kind of format with everything. You always want to have a MOBI file, PDF file, and an EPUB file.
Okay.
Those are the three things. And also, I just also launched my first audiobook.
Yes.
So people can do audio as well. And so with that, you have to sign up with ACX, or you can go with different companies like Findaway Voices, But I personally paid out of pocket myself for my first audiobook. I didn't want to do the, what is it, the royalty share.
Okay.
It's a headache. Uh-huh. But with the audiobook, basically I signed up for an account with ACX. I put my information in, and then I uploaded my script, like the first 3 or 4 pages of the book. And then what happens is narrators will find it after I publish it, and then they will record a sample, send it to me, and then that's how I picked my narrators.
Nice.
And then after a while, find somebody, they record it, and then it takes a couple weeks, and then it finally comes in, finalized, edited, and I upload it, like I said, directly. Because when you go direct with these, with Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Kobo, you get more of the money.
Right.
Compared to, I have done it in the past where I've went through, what is it, Draft to Digital. That's like a third-party place. Basically, they handle everything for you. You just upload it, the book, and then they send it to all the stores.
So here you go. So there's options, you guys. If you have the time and your budget's low, you're going to have to really kind of do it yourself and kind of do. But so it's possible.
Yes.
But if you don't have the time and you have the budget, then go ahead and use a third party because they will get you what you need. So you're paying for, here's the thing, when you're using a third party, you're paying for them to do the work that you can't do
yourself. Exactly.
So, you know, your royalties aren't going to be as high because you're paying somebody to do that. But I mean, it's like in you put in the work, you're doing all it. Yeah, of course, you're going to get all of it. So there's options there. It's not just like, oh, I could do it. She's saying even if I'm self-publishing, I can still use a third party. Yes. I could still
and
do,
I do
other things.
Certain books, I do have a third party. Just for example, like Apple iTunes, I do a third party for them just because it's very time consuming with downloading the software and setting everything up and the settings and stuff like that. But like Amazon, Kobo, Barnes & Noble, those are easier for me. So I just directly upload to those myself.
Right.
And handle that. Trying to think what else is there. I think that's pretty much it. I think the biggest thing is just knowing if you really want to do this because it really is time consuming. Because literally every day I'm writing. If I'm not writing, I'm doing some type of promo or video to get the word out there.
Right.
And interacting with, like I said, the readers or with other authors and setting something up. But honestly, at the end of the day, the reward is actually seeing people read your book and love your book.
Right.
At the end of the day. So it kind of makes it worth all the hard work. And then, it, like I said, it opened up these opportunities for me to really network with all these other bigger authors, and I can learn from them.
All right.
And so I just, you know, I'm excited. And I look forward to what's coming. And I'm just excited.
Good.
Hopefully, you know, and I'm never going to give up film. And I know people are like, when is this project going to come out and all that stuff? And it's like, I'm not giving up film. It's just on a pause right now. So, but I do want to get back into film hopefully next year. But I, no matter what, at the end of the day, I just want to write. So if it's scripts, if it's, you know, my books, if it's doing the podcast, who knows? It's just something with me being creative
right.
is what I want to do.
Cool.
So
I love it. So tell everyone how they can get a...
bless you.
Bless you. A original one of your books. Where can they download it? Find it. Social media. Follow you. Let the listeners know.
They can find me at my website, ShakitaDenny.com. And then all my social media for my books, it's under Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. It's 304 Publishing.
304 Publishing.
Which, and I know a lot of people are like, what's that name come from? 304 is the street that I grew up on in Memphis, Tennessee. So
okay, 304. Yes. So, because she said it so fast, 304 Publishing.
Yes.
Is her social, Instagram, Facebook.
Twitter. Pinterest. A lot of people don't know this, but Pinterest is another way, and Tumblr for advertising and promoting yourself for your books.
Okay. Pinterest, Tumblr, and her website is ChakitaDenny.com.
Yes.
All right, boo. Well, thank you for all that information. That was amazing. I learned a lot today.
And people can email me if they have questions about publishing. I'm open to answering questions.
Look at that.
Some of them. Not if y'all crazy.
Yeah, listen. I think people understand that. So, Again, well, thank you for all that info. I think that'll be really useful. What else you got to say?
One more thing. I highly recommend when you're dealing with publishers, have a lawyer or someone look at an agent. I do have a lawyer that looks at my contracts, and I truly appreciate him. So before you sign anything, read your contract. And that's it for that.
All righty. Well, there you go. I hope this helps. We'll do more of these kinds of things. I think it's important. I know we do a lot of hot topics, and we do it just because our world is crazy. Mm-hmm. But we will, if you like these types of shows, let us know. Mm-hmm. We'll be more than happy to do more types of shows about, you know, business and all of that. Because we, that...
Entrepreneurs.
Yeah, entrepreneurs all the way. All righty then. Well, until next time.
Yes. Talk to you later.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. Take a little time to enjoy your brand of Moscato and tea with us every day. Subscribe, rate, and follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and moscatoandtea.com.